In today's Mishnah, we're in the 8th and 9th Mishnah from the first parak of Masech Tavo. The Mishnah begins, Yehuda ben Tabai v'Shimon ben Shatach, these two Tanim, kiblu mehem, received from Yeshua ben Parche and Atai Arbeli. And this is the next Zug, pairs, referring to. It's understood that the Zugot, the pairs, as one was a Nasi, another was a Beit Din. In this Mishnah, there's a bit of debate who was who. But let's continue anyway. Yehuda ben Tabai says, Al ta'as atzmach orech edayim. Do not be like an orech din. So what's an orech din? In modern Hebrew, that's a lawyer. What it refers to is here is, don't go up to one of the parties prior to their court case and start laying out the law for him and explaining how, if he changes his claim in certain ways, he might be able to get a more favorable outcome. In other words, rather than presenting the facts of the case as is, so the dayanim can work out what the true judgment is, what the Orchei Dayanim are doing is they are distorting the claims of one of the parties in order that he will be able to get a favorable outcome, which one should not do. The Chida explains it slightly differently, in more of a Musar direction, rather than the Pshat of the Mishnah, which means don't be like Orchei Dayanim. In other words, if you're doing wrong, be self-critical of yourself. Don't be like the Orchei Dayanim. Don't try and frame what you're doing in a positive light, which would hinder your way of doing tshuva. Let's continue the Mishnah though. Kishiyu bali dinim omdim lefanecha. This is again returning to the discussion, referring to a dayan, to a judge. When the two parties are standing in front of you, yu benecha kirishim. They should be, both parties should be like rishim, as if they're evil. Why is that? That is so you can be absolutely critical and get all the matters of the case clear. In other words, if you view one party as a tzaddik, you won't interrogate sufficiently, or you might overlook some of the details of the case, assuming that party is correct. So therefore, you should view both parties as being like rishayim. However, kishniftarim l'fanecha, when the case is completed and they leave, yu banecha kizakim, you should see them both as being innocent. Kishigiblu aleihem et adin, once they've accepted the din, from that point on, you should view them as in a positive light, and from that point on, was, as we said, danatada kol adam lekaf schut. And that's critically important, because even if they committed a particular offense, again, they were found guilty in this context, but again, adam lekaf schut, perhaps there was some other motivation behind it, and don't view him as a rush from that point onwards. Let's learn Mishnah Tet. It says, Shimon ben Shetach Omer. Shimon Shetach says as follows, Habe mar belakoret edim. Ensure that when you're interrogating the witnesses, you do so thoroughly, and you do the drisha and chakira to a great extent in order to ensure that the edim are true edim. And that's quite a sensitive point here. The Midrash Shmuel quotes a Rashbam that actually Shimon ben Shetach's son was killed by way of false witnesses. This is quite a powerful message with that point in mind. It was actually a revenge attack, if you like, these false witnesses that were able to testify and lead to the execution of the son of Shimon ben Shetach, because Shimon ben Shetach, he tried a large number of Nashim Machshefot, women that were engaged in witchcraft, and they were executed, as it's given over in the Gemara. And the families of those people weren't too happy with that, and therefore they set up these false witnesses to kill his son. Let's continue. It says, "V'havi zahir bidvarecha." You should be very careful with your words. Shem mitocham yilmedu leshaker. When you're interrogating a witness, be careful with how you're interrogating them. Why? Because you might actually, these questions might be leading questions, in the sense that the witnesses will learn how to respond, and even if there are false witnesses, in order to get away with it and try and fool you. Certain questions that you ask, it might actually lead them to giving the answer that they think you want. That's Shemidu L'Shaker, and then you won't be able to find out what the true testimony is. What's interesting here is Ruach Chaim says Shemidu L'Shaker is not talking about the case itself. The Dayan themselves will have to use particular ploys and techniques to try and catch out the witnesses. But you've got to be careful with these techniques you use, because the people that are the Edim might learn from the Dayanim how to lie and use these techniques in other contexts after the case is long completed or forgotten. And those are Mishnah today.